Just a little hot, taller. All right, good to see everybody. Thanks for coming out. We have no announcements, really, roster-wise. Really don't have any information for you on who's going to play and who's not going to play or on injuries. So what do you got? Boy, that's a very good question, you know, and I think obviously the system is not perfect, you know, although the, you know, the motivation is correct, you know, and the idea is right, and it's still a work in progress, you know, and I know our guys are doing, like I said before, our guys are doing everything they can. I'm really proud of our guys, the way they responded to try to play within the rules and respect player safety. Sometimes it's easier said than done, but they're doing their best.
John, would you say Sunday?
Well, we have thoughts on it. You know, we have a plan going in, and it's it can change, though. It can be altered by circumstances, certainly. We have a number of guys who are banged up a little bit, and some of those guys will play and some of those guys won't, you know. But we will go in there to win the game. We'll have 46 guys active, and it'll be the 46 best guys who are available to us, like always, and we'll go play.
You would anticipate this becoming some kind of like preseason?
No. You can't do that. It's not possible to do that. You don't have the numbers to do that. And, no, this is a regular season game. This is too important for that.
John, what kind of progress is Jimmy Smith making, obviously, at the surgery? How is he doing back, and what do you kind of need to see from him?
Right. Well, you know, the way the nature of that injury is you're supposed to really push yourself through it. There's scar tissue that needs to be broken up, and there's strength that needs to be recovered. And the only way to do it is to push yourself hard, and it's really painful. That's what he's trying to do right now. So he made progress this week, and anticipate him playing. And that will be a play by. We'll see how he does during the game and how he plays and how he looks. But he's a guy that's really important to us going forward. He's really motivated to play and play well. So we definitely need his we need his services in the playoffs. Right. Well, yeah, you're right. It's tough to be a kicker and probably even tougher. Some rookies this year have had great years in the NFL. And, you know, I'm biased. I think Tuck had the best year of all those guys when you look at where he kicks and what he accomplished with the kickoffs and everything. So we're sure proud to have him. Great job. You know, he deserves the credit. But also, you know, Jerry and Randy Brown did a great job with him. But it's just the beginning. He's got a lot of work to do. And, you know, he's got a big challenge in front of him. He's a rookie now going into the playoffs. But he's up to the task.
Coach, going into the Cincinnati game, you think in the second half, weather or anything, have any decisions about who stays in there, who comes out?
Yeah, there'll be some decisions along those lines, but like I said, you don't have that many guys, so the guys who are up are going to have to play, and we'll be playing those guys.
You guys got to get outside today. I guess you're going to get some bad weather tomorrow. Do you think that you guys will leave earlier?
That's not in the plans right now. We do have a bus leaving from here for the guys that don't like to drive down to the airport, so that'll be available for some of our guys that don't drive. We found some of those guys out on Wednesday. Yeah, we figured out who the guys are that can't drive in the weather. So some southern guys, but kind of, no, we had a coach from Jersey who had a problem, as a matter of fact. So I didn't understand that. But we'll get there. We'll definitely get to Cincinnati. We'll be on time for the game.
All right.
All right, great. Thanks.
Thanks.